The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We live in a world of numbers. We constantly have numbers before us. If you enjoy sports, you know that sports have numbers that decides the game. You count the number of runs, or the number of points, or the number of goals, or the number of strokes. We count the numbers. We also, in many of the sports then too, you're counting down the clock. You're watching that clock roll down to see when the game went over and who has the most points, goals, whatever. Throughout that, we live in a world of numbers. We are surrounded by numbers. You drive your car to the gas pump. You watch the numbers roll on the gas pump. Or you drive down the highway and you see the speed limit posted there on a sign. And so you watch your numbers on your dashboard. Or if you don't, a law enforcement officer may watch them for you. You are assigned different numbers. You have a telephone number. You have a social security number. Homes and buildings are built with numbers, and architects or engineers crunch numbers to come up with a design. Contractors and builders are constantly taking measurements. The materials are specified in numbers as far as their quality and quantity. Numbers surround us constantly with everything. At the end of the year, you want to know how much you've made this year. Well, the government's also interested in that number come April. We like numbers. We like numbers because we can measure things. We can know how long something is, or how wide, or how tall. We like numbers because it quantifies how much we have, or where our property line is. How many acres do we have? How many square feet is this building? It helps us to put the things in perspective, to know exactly where we're at. Well, Peter also understood the importance of numbers because it would help him to clarify how to live. And so he comes to Jesus and he asks Jesus, Jesus, how many times should I forgive? As many as seven times? Well, evidently Peter had been listening to Jesus with some things, because the rabbis taught that you need to forgive three times. And so Peter here is being very generous and asking Jesus, should we forgive as many as seven times? And Jesus, too, answers with a number, and I'll get back to that one in a few minutes. But Jesus goes on to tell this parable about the king who's trying to settle up his accounts, trying to figure out, get a handle, again, counting money, what kind of shape are we in as a country? And so he's finding who owes him money, where the money is, and calling people to come back and pay your debts. Comes across one of his servants who owes him 10,000 talents. Now that might not understand that number, because we don't measure money or wealth in talents. A talent was actually a weight. And it was used, a weight that was used either mainly for silver or sometimes even for gold. And even 10,000 talents of silver is quite a bit. Actually, it would be enough to pay for the budget of this congregation. Not only for a year, not only for 2 years, but it would pay for the budget of this congregation, everything that we'd spend in a year, for 5,000 years. That is the amount of money that we're talking about here with 10,000 talents. An unheard of amount, an outrageous amount, and a ridiculous amount of money. And the king was willing to forgive that. I mean, even in our day and age, we do have some very rich people in this world, but even that amount of money would make them blink. They would not be willing to forgive a debt of that large. It's money that we will probably never see. And so it's an outrageous amount. But that's the point of this parable, is that it's such a, it's an amount of money that we cannot imagine. God has no limits. God has absolutely no limits. And this 10,000 talents is almost that sort of number. It has no limits. We can't imagine that. We won't ever see that amount of money. God cannot be quantified. Again, we like the numbers because we like to know how many people can we sit in this building, how much money we have made, what's the score, how big is it, how tall is it, how many gallons can it hold, how much do I owe, how much does somebody else owe me, how old am I, when was my birth date, how many more years until I can leave home. We like numbers. It helps quantify. It helps us to plan. But we can't put a number on God. God is without numbers. He doesn't need numbers. We can't say how old God is, because God was before time. God's not limited to time. He was before the beginning. And he will be after the end. There's no quantity in that. We can't say that he's in this space, because God is everywhere. There is no limit to it. God has no limits. And that's the whole beauty of this. When God forgives, he forgives without limits. This king was willing to forgive without limits. Whatever that servant owed, that king was ready to forgive. God forgives us in that same way. It did cost God something. It cost him his only begotten son. Jesus was willing to go on the cross and die for our sins so that we might have life, so that we will be saved, so that we can be forgiven. God's grace is so immense that it's overflowing, and it flows into us. God has no limits, and God is willing to forgive us without limits. When Peter came to Jesus and ask, how many times should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus answers here, according to this text, 77 times. You probably remember from a different version of the Bible growing up that it says 70 times seven. So that's either 70, what is it, 77 or is it 490 times? But think about it this way. How easy is it to forgive somebody? How easy? It depends on what the wrong is, what the sin is that they have sinned against you. But it's difficult to forgive somebody even one time. If they did something wrong to me, again, we like the numbers game. If they did something wrong to me, I am going to give something wrong right back to them because they deserve it. That's fair. That's even. The numbers add up. We like numbers. How hard is it to forgive even one time? Well, you may be able to excuse it one time. What if it happens again? Do you forgive that again? And then again? And then a fourth time? A fifth time? A sixth time? Seven times? How many times do you forgive? The whole point is that number doesn't matter. Because as God's love is unlimited, as His grace is unlimited, as His mercy is unlimited, as that forgiveness is unlimited, we too don't need to keep score. So it doesn't matter if it's 77 times or if it's 490 times. It simply doesn't matter because we just simply forgive because that's our nature. Because that's the nature God has given to us by His grace and by His mercy. God is without limits. We too can learn to forgive. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.